Welcome to Paradigm Shifters. I have a very exciting paradigm shifter here. I don't know if you could call it paradigm shifter or if my guest today, who I'm so excited to meet, Howard Wills, is a man of many dimensions or a man of futuristic potential, or is he speaking of the unlimitable potential in all humans, and has it always been that way? All these questions. I want you to meet Howard Wills, who's known for his, I guess I'd call it your prayers. You're known for these prayers that are life-changing, and you're also known for other magic. So welcome to the show, Howard.
Right, Veronica, thank you so much, and so happy to be with you and all your listeners.
Oh, I'm really pleased that you had the time and the interest to come and join us. And one of the things I've got right in front of me is affirmations for the world. It's prayers that you have probably partially channeled and written and encoded to empower the cleansing of humanity for the sake of the whole world. And since this is 9/11, and the whole world right now is struggling, seething, if you will, with competitive malice and all kinds of stuff, I wondered if we could talk a little about that. Can you help us empower ourselves to move through these times in a graceful, peaceful, transformative way?
Happy to do anything that we can do for everybody, Veronica.
Appreciate that. Thanks. So what would you recommend for all of us to do, affirmations and prayers, in order to deal with the politics, if that's what it's called, the grueling situations that are happening around the world with COVID and deception and so many people transiting, all of that?
Yeah, you know, it kind of boils down to our lives, and you have to deal with your life. And if our lives are in a mess, and if we're carrying tremendous amounts of troubles, problems, agitations, negativities, whatever, it's difficult to live and have a happier life. Mm-hmm. So really, we all need to learn how to dissipate the negative realities that we're carrying so we can do better in life. And, you know, it goes way beyond the current social and political and physical problems that we're having on the planet. It goes way beyond that, because we are, you know, creator beings. And when we speak, we are speaking energies and realities into the world. When we think, when we act, we are affecting reality. It's physics. You know, physics tells you if you think about something, you affect it. Mm-hmm. And if you talk about something, you affect it. And if you touch something, you affect it. And if so we're affecting everything around us all the time. And what we're dealing with in the world right now is a cumulative energetic reality that is always building. And it's positive and negative energies building, building, building every day, all day long, as we now, 8 billion people, are affecting our realities.
Do you think a lot of it comes from our collective subconscious or karmic stuff?
It's a collective reality that's not only current now, but it goes back hundreds and even thousands of years. We live in a collective energetic reality that is in constant change because of what we do. And we are affected by our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents and right on back. Mm-hmm. And so when you start cleaning up the negative realities of the past for ourselves and for all humanity, you start feeling better and you start doing better in your life right now. I mean, we can raise all kind of cane about the negative things happening politically or in the world.
Our climate,
and we're
climate
not really
change.
Doing, yeah, climate, but we're not doing anything to change it and make it better. All these things are happening because of the negative energies that exist in our lives, lineages, and in the potential of all of our past lives.
Well, Howard,
if your great grandfather murdered 10 people, you're carrying that energy.
You.
Okay?
Yeah.
You are carrying what happened in the past. So we need to clean that. And that's what these little prayers. I was instructed by the light to write down these prayers and give them to the world free. And the first prayers were written about 1997. And then the next set came probably 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. And that was the Transformational Concise Prayer Program. And that's shorter, more concise, high impact, transformative prayers that you can say all 9 prayers 2 times each, and it takes 9 minutes.
And they reach back into time and space, do they?
Back into time, and they treat all of humanity.
Wow.
So you're treating the cumulative of all of humanity when you say those prayers. You, as a person, are helping out with the etheric negativity existing on our planet and, in reality. So if you say these prayers, you're helping out, and you can feel it when you say them. So you say each one 2 times in a row. Say the first prayer 2 times or maybe 3 times, and each prayer 2 to 3 times in a row, and you'll feel it. And the more you say them, the more release you'll feel, not only for yourself, for the world, but also for the world. And you'll notice when you go out into the world, when you're doing these prayers, people will be much nicer to you because somehow, unconsciously or subconsciously, they realize you're doing something for them and helping them. So people are very polite and very nice and very positive with you. You'll find it's a byproduct.
That sounds pretty simple, doesn't
it? It's an effect.
So what happened to you? What happened to you to receive the light like that? Were you hurt? Were you passed out? Were you, you know what I mean?
When I was a child, I had asthma, pneumonia, double pneumonia, ping pong fracture of the skull, another skull fracture. I had a lot of physical, troubles. And I grew out of them, but I also had an interest in health and healing. I remember I'm 67. I was born in 1953. And I remember watching on TV when I was about 5, so that would have been about 1958, that everybody, and I'm from South Columbia, South Carolina, so. And the advertisement was, everybody's dying of heart disease and there's no cure, so send your money for research.
Mm.
And I just thought to myself as a little child, well, if you fall down, you can get up, and if you get sick, you can get well. So I went on this lifelong quest to learn about health and how to get well, and stay well. And at 12 years old was the last time that I was ill, and I had double pneumonia. And since that time, I've been fine. And as a child, I learned about wild herbs from people, some of the local people there in South Carolina, the people out in the country and stuff. And I was interested in health and started studying about health and diet and everybody's beliefs and everybody's views on health, even the ancient people, the Eskimos and the Native Americans and the Africans and the Hawaiians and all these different people all over the world, their views of health and how to, what they did to manage their health, you know, 500 and 1,000 and 2,000 years ago and stuff like that. So that's what I was interested in.
So did you travel to those places to meet them?
Well, I have, you know, met a lot of them in different parts of the world. And but it seemed that a lot of the ancient knowledge had been lost, you know. Mm-hmm. And people today, even in the last 20, 30, 40 years when I traveled, they didn't know that much and they couldn't do that much. So, but anyway, I was studying all these things, and then I was in college, and I had this experience with the sun in the sky, where I was walking to class one morning early, and it's like 9:30. I was at the University of South Carolina, and I'd walked over this bridge. I think it's a Pickens Street Bridge, and I was walking east. And I heard a voice speak to me, and it said, "Look to your right." So I looked to my right, and the voice said, "Go to that grassy hill down there." So I went to the grassy hill, and it said, "Take your shoes off and lay on the hill and align your body with the sun," which I did. And then it said, "Start breathing in the light of the sun into your eyes and into your palms." You know, so it said, "Look at the sun, close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed, but look at the sun through your eyelids and open your palms and breathe the light into your eyes and into your palms." And that went on for probably 15, 20 minutes. Well, I guess it was maybe 30 to 45 minutes of instructions I listened to, and I just followed the instructions and I breathed all that light into myself. And it told me to become like a big cocoon of light and keep breathing the light into the cocoon, which I did. And then I fell asleep, and I slept for about 3 hours. And after about 3 hours, I woke up and I was, something had happened, you know, and I was different. I was different. I understood things I didn't understand before. I knew how to do things that I didn't know what to do before. And I understood things about health that I never understood before. So it was kind of an illuminating experience.
Wow.
Is what I would call it.
Very magical.
Yeah.
So could you then read into people?
Yes. I had an insight, and I understood, you know, more about cause and effect, and how thought, word, and deed affected our reality, and how we could transform our physical realities by making change in the present, which would change us in the present and in the future. You know, going back to the physics part of it, you know, thought, word, and deed affects reality. So you have to address whatever your problems are, undo the problems, and then things get better.
So how do you advise people to address their problems?
Well, they can say those prayers, and that'll kind of melt away a lot of their problems.
Well, I love that.
Very quickly. Yeah, very simple. Just say the prayers every day, a couple times a day. You do them 2 times each, that's 9 minutes. So do them twice a day, that's 18-minute spiritual practice.
So do you have to do all of them?
It's a program. The program is designed to create more freedom in your life, more joy and happiness, better health, because you're releasing your burdens and the heaviness that you're carrying. See, and also it's put in place to manifest more success in your life, financial and in other ways too. And everybody that I know that practices them, they do much better.
Wow.
And they're called the Transformational Concise Prayer Program. And they're free. They don't cost any money.
I printed out a lot of them, and it's kind of, I guess I printed out more than one type, but they're all connected to you. But I guess it wouldn't matter. You just choose the subject and learn that. The woman who interviewed you, Susan Allen, said she memorized one, which I am going to do, and had it on her phone so she could run it through her mind over and over again. I like that idea. You recommend
that? Oh, yeah. Yes. There is the first prayers are the gift of life prayers, which are longer and maybe more poetic prayers. And they were designed to manifest humility and gratitude in people and healing.
Oh, okay.
The second group of prayers, the transformational concise prayer program, was designed for today, probably about 6 years ago. And they're high impact, very short, concise prayers that are some of them 8 seconds, 12 seconds, 15 seconds, a couple of them 20 seconds, and then a couple, the last three are about almost a minute each. And they're designed to do different things. And if you do the whole, all the prayers, it gives you the full impact of the program, which is success, you know, release, more freedom, upgrading your consciousness, the whole nine yards, also enhancing your health and your life and how you feel, really.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I think you
said
also that they're encoded, right? They're simplistic use
yes.
of words. Can you
yes.
explain that a little bit
yes.
for people?
Well, they're designed, you know, when I had my experience, what I understood was a little different from what most everybody understands. And so I have employed that understanding into the creation of these prayers. And so you're employing words to create transformation and opening of consciousness so we can grow and do better and evolve and become more beautiful human beings, you know?
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
So for instance, you know, we're like embodiments of information, you see, because you're carrying your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. The first prayer on that thing is the personal cleansing prayer, and that prayer deals with your life.
Okay.
So if I said, I can say this for you, and you can tell me what you feel and what you experience, and then we'll say it for your listeners, but I would say, God, please help Veronica, forgive all people forgive Veronica, help them all forgive themselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help Veronica, forgive all people forgive Veronica, help them all forgive themselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help Veronica, forgive all people forgive Veronica, help them all forgive themselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Fill them all with your love. Give them all peace right now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Now, what do you notice, Veronica?
Oh, my body is just vibrating, buzzing. I love it.
Your body's buzzing. Yeah. All right, now watch this. We're going to do it for everybody listening on the call.
Okay.
I'll say it in a different way. God, please help us all forgive all people forgive us, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help us all forgive all people forgive us, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help us all forgive all people forgive us, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Fill us with your love and give us all complete peace now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. Now, how does that feel, Veronica?
That also feels this wonderful vibration running through my body. And I feel such mm-hmm. a deep gratitude for the impact you can have mm-hmm. on many people's inner selves, right? I can feel it in my
mm-hmm.
heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
mm-hmm.
powerful.
Now, the prayer itself is written like this, and I'm going to do it the way it's written, and then we can notice that. Because it's a personal prayer, so when you're saying it yourself, and so it's written like this. God, please help me forgive all people forgive me, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help me forgive all people forgive me, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help me forgive all people forgive me, help us all forgive ourselves. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Fill us with your love and give us all complete peace now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. So that's how it's written on the in the prayers. It's using the word me because it's a personal cleansing prayer. How was the effect on that for you?
That was very powerful, and it affected my throat quite stringently. You know, moved all the way through my throat down into the sternum. And I thought that was interesting because the relationship between the way we hold ourselves and our body's well-being is kind of cataloged by a lot of people. And whenever I read any of your prayers, I find my body acting out of some containment that's been in it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying it's releasing.
You know, yeah, it's releasing the negative energies in you that have to do with your life right now. That's what this does. Now, the generational cleansing prayer is different because it addresses the generations before us, past, present, and future. So let's do that and see what happens there, okay?
Yes, let's.
God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us. Completely and totally, now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future, please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us. Completely and totally, now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. One more time. God, for me, my family, our entire lineage, and all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future. Please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. Fill us all with your love and give us all complete peace now and forever throughout all time. Please, God, thank you, God, amen. Thank you, God, amen. Now, how'd you like that, Veronica?
I like that a lot, actually. I feel it, again, running right through my whole body. This time it's quite internal, if that makes sense. And I wondered if I could mention that I just watched you on a YouTube with Susan Allen of The Evolutionary Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
And I loved that. But what was interesting is I was watching as you spoke to a few people who came up to talk about, to do testimonials. And I have a sore ankle, and I'm telling you, this is not my imagination. By the end of it all, my ankle was better. It's been injured several times, so it's kind of a repetitive pain. But I came away going, oh my gosh, I think that vibration I keep talking about in the body really moved through that painful ankle of mine. So I thank you for that. Just remind people what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, how's your ankle feel right now?
Pretty darn good, actually.
Is there any pain at all?
No, there's a little stiffness in it still, but there's no pain.
Which ankle is it?
It's the right one.
Well, hold on. We're going to give you something right now. You ready?
I'm ready. I hope everybody at home
Watch
is ready,
this.
Too.
they'll get it, too. Watch this. How's that feeling now?
That's really startling. It's amazing. The stiffness released. But what's interesting is whenever, and I do a lot of healing work, whenever my ankle has bothered me in the past, I've been aware of how it's tied to my insecurity or something like that. And as you were working with it this time, it went up my leg and then it started to really impact my chest again. and the pain is gone from the ankle, and I'm not in pain in the chest, but I felt consciously aware of emotional containment. So for me, that was a double learning, double healing. Thank you.
Now compare your right ankle to your left ankle.
Wow, they're quite similar. I think they're. I think it's pretty much even. It's still a little it's still reminding me. Then I'm going, okay, we'll just give it a little time, maybe, huh? That is really remarkable. Well, what do you think we are? Are we light beings that are trying to get the matter out of the way of our light? Is that what you think? Or?
Well, originally, yes, we're beings of light, but we have a lot of density now because of thousands of years of being. And so all that living for thousands of years is stored in our bodies now, and our bodies are more physical now. So it's when you start cleansing, you know, the negative realities and negative energies out of your life, lineage, and potential of your past lives, you start freeing yourself and you return to a much lighter state of being. What do you notice? Stand up and feel how your body feels now.
Okay, here I go.
What do you notice?
I feel, my whole right leg feels different. My whole right leg feels freer. And then up right through my whole middle section in my, in my body feels a lot. It's still moving. There's kind of an interesting vibration, but it's moving as if it's changing the way it's all piled up. How about that? That's how it feels. Isn't that funny?
Now, what do you notice about how does your body feel?
My body feels like it's releasing a lot of different ways of holding tension. From a shoulder, it's moved down the body, it's releasing. There's a lot of action going on. But I feel it's all positive. It's like I'm released. I'm feeling released. How's that? Even my chin.
Beautiful.
I have to say, even my chin's moving.
Beautiful.
Good work. Wow. Isn't that remarkable?
Thank you.
Now, I want to ask you another question.
Is.
If you could explain to people, because you have a great way with words and these explanations, what forgiveness really means, because you use forgiveness throughout all of these. And I love playing with words. And I went, oh, forgiveness. We need to explore that word because it's got way more potency than people realize, I believe.
Well, people think that, you know, like just forgiveness is the answer. But you have to remember that forgiveness is like three ways. It's I forgive you, please forgive me, let's forgive ourselves. If you just forgive somebody, then you're leaving two-thirds of the equation on the table.
Wow, yeah, that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, so you have to forgive. You have to ask to be forgiven and work that out. And then you have to ask that you all forgive yourselves. And when you do that, then you have produced more of a full cycle of forgiveness. And another thing, people need to realize that we human beings are predispositions of what we carry. In other words, your genetics are created through the thought, word, and deed that came before you. And the thought, word, and deed that came before you is basically an etheric reality. You can't see it.
Mm.
You can't see the words, the thoughts, or the actions that were done 50 or 100 or 200 years ago or 300 years ago or 500 years ago. But all that energy and reality is in your being, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So all that reality makes us like as a predisposition of everything that came before us. So everybody is kind of like a program. And that's why when people haven't done any spiritual work on themselves, you can say one word to them and they might blow up. You say another word to them and they'll start crying. You say another word to them and they start laughing. It's because they're pretty much a program. So the whole idea, like with those prayers, even the little transformational concise prayer program, the whole idea there is to free you of that ancient program and open you up to a new program of more freedom and more love and more joy and better health and more success in life. You see? That's what it's about.
And so forgiveness is kind of like a major detachment of things that might be a part of what you think is your identity?
Yeah, and forgiveness helps to release the energies that have you chained up where you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try this and you try that, and you can't succeed at it. Why can't I succeed? You can't succeed because all the stuff you're carrying is blocking you.
Mm-hmm. Or so people refer to karma. They'll say, oh, it's just karma. I'm going, well, you seem like you're getting right to the root of that as well.
Yeah, yeah. We're dealing with the realities that have been inhibiting us enjoying our lives. So you start dissipating those things, those inhibitors. Suddenly, wow, I feel good today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's so beautiful outside. Wow, I love watching these birds and watching the wind blow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You start appreciating life more and the things in life more when you start freeing yourself.
That's wonderful.
You see?
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
How long have you been doing it? How is it affecting you? You don't get to a stasis or a point at which it stops. You keep going, I imagine. Is that right?
No, it's just an evolutionary thing. You keep on going. But I mean, since I had my experience 47 years ago, I've been living with a lot of joy,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of happiness, a lot of peace, a lot of freedom, and empowerment, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you still do
that. And it's a growing thing. I do these prayers, and I work on people every day utilizing these prayers and other prayers, and I do these for myself, because every day is a new day, you know. You can be minding your own business and people can be not liking you, and you're receiving that energy. If people are jealous of you or envious of you, or they don't like you, or they're against you, or whatever, you get that energy. They could be on the other side of the world. You get that energy. And at the same time, people that are loving you and sending loving energy and appreciation energy, you get that too.
Hmm.
And this positive energy is great, but negative energy is the thing you have to deal with. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get the negative off of you and enhance the positive.
So I think I asked you this before, but I'm thinking about, say, the world policy. I was thinking about Greece and all the refugees that they're having a problem with right now. We have them all over the world, but I'm just saying that example. We can make a difference by saying our prayers and releasing ourselves.
Yes.
From.
Yes. Yes. There's one prayer, God, please help all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future. All forgive each other, forgive ourselves, love each other, and love ourselves, now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. That's one prayer. It's a short prayer, 12 seconds. Another prayer that I think is really apropos right now, because it deals with humanity, the earth, and all life, the life of the earth. See? And we live on the earth, and we have hurt the earth, and we've hurt the life of the earth. So when you make peace over hurting each other, hurting the earth and or the life of the earth, that peace is going further. And that can apply to the land, that can apply to these fires, it can apply to anything and everything. And that prayer is called the world. Yeah, the climate and everything. And that prayer is called the World Heart Prayer.
Okay.
And it goes like this. God, please help all humanity, the earth, and all life, all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other, and love ourselves now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help all humanity, the earth, and all life throughout all time, past, present, and future, all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other, and love ourselves now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. God, please help all humanity, the earth, and all life throughout all time, past, present, and future, all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other, and love ourselves now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. Fill us with your love and give us all complete peace now and forever. Please, God, thank you, God, amen, thank you, God, amen. How about that?
That's really powerful.
I
keep saying I'm vibrating, but oh, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good prayer for right now, for the fires, for the climate change, for the earth, the life of the earth, and humanity. Very good prayer to say. And, you know, the word God is not that popular because it has a lot of religious connotation.
Mm-hmm.
But these prayers are not so much religious. They're more about the physics of life and dealing with the negative realities, you see. And for me, you know, God is a reality. You can call God the universe. You can call God infinite light and love. You can call God anything you want to call God. God is the super awareness that resides over everything throughout all space, time, dimension, and all universes. You know, that's kind of the nature of God.
Mm-hmm.
God is a benevolent parental energy that wants the best for all of us at all times, wants the best for the creations, wants the best for all of us at all times. And that's why we all tend to get what we want in life, because God wants you to have what you would like to have in life, you know? And so when people have greater aspirations, sometimes they get more. And when they have lesser desires, they get what they desire, you know? It's kind of about what you desire, really. And when you say these prayers, it opens you up so you can be more connected to God and you can receive the help from God.
Mm.
Because that's what's in these prayers. We're asking God to help us.
Well, I just love it. And it makes me very powerful. Makes me feel powerful, Howard.
Yeah. Veronica, God is a three-letter word. Okay, it's just a simple reference to a reality. Some people say, well, God is... there's no God, and there's no this, no that. Well, you can just try it and just say the prayers as they are and watch what happens.
Hmm.
And after a while, you'll say, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
this stuff works, you know?
So let's talk about COVID-19.
Well, COVID is whatever it is, you know, and I've noticed that when people are doing these prayers, they're staying very healthy.
Oh, good. All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just do the prayers. You get sick, do the prayers a whole lot. Do them a lot. Do them for an hour or two in a day and watch what happens. You will change your reality, I promise you. You say those prayers right there, those little prayers for 1 to 2 hours in a day, you will be a different person when you finish doing them. And then you can just deal with that new person that you'll become. How about that?
That sounds wonderful, actually. I find it sort of interesting because people will say, God's mad at us and he inflicted this lockdown on us. And I go, well, I don't think it works that way.
No, it's not God. It's God. And God is not a punishing God. God's not interested in that. God's interested in helping us and loving us and helping us have great lives.
And there's
we're
an interesting...
the ones that make the trouble for us.
Yeah,
honey, we're the ones that make... we're the ones that make the trouble for ourselves. It's not God.
Mm-hmm. And we're wanting to generate evolution. We want to be in conscious evolution, do we not? Isn't that part of our freedom to be alive and freedom to create?
100,000%.
Mm-hmm. 100,000, that's pretty good.
100,000%, not 100%, 100,000%.
Yay.
You want to be an evolving, look, you want to be an evolving being.
Yes.
You want to be growing. You want to be expanding. You want to be embracing. you know, you want to learn how to love more and more and more and more. You want to love the wind. You want to love the weather. You want to love the trees and the birds and the flowers and the earth and the oceans and the waters, the moon and the sun and all the stars and the galaxies and universes. And, you know, they say there's 750 billion universes.
Whoa.
That's what they say now. So, you know, we all have a lot to learn. I think the biggest enemy is resistance and being closed.
Hmm.
Resistance and being closed are the biggest enemies that humanity has. I mean, we're a small planet in a small solar system. There are 750 billion stars in our galaxy. It's estimated there's around 750 billion galaxies in our universe.
My Lord.
And now it's estimated there's around 750 billion universes. So humanity does not need to be naive. We need to wake up and we need to realize that there is tremendous amounts for us to learn as we live our lives. And the more learning and the more open you can be, the better your life will become.
Mm-hmm. So as we design ourselves or we identify ourselves or we keep ourselves this way to be secure, we're working against our own potential evolution.
That's not security. Mm-hmm. That is not security.
It's fear.
Being closed and resistant is not creating security.
Mm-hmm.
It's the anti-effect. The only way to become more secure is to open up and learn more. Because when you learn more, you are more empowered.
So we're always at the beginning.
Yeah, and also the more you learn, the more benevolent you become as a being. Benevolent. The more you learn about truth and reality, the more benevolent you will be, the more loving you will be, the more compassionate you will be.
Wonderful. I want that.
Yeah. That's what we all need. We need growth. We need learning. We need joy. We need love. We need peace. We don't need trauma.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need negativity. We don't need wars. We need to get along and love each other. We all need to get along and love each other. And we need to work together in common to have successful, happy, loving lives. All the nations of the world. We need to support each other in our commerces and create positive commerce to support humanity doing better. And we need to govern ourselves as intelligent beings. And we need to pay attention to what we're doing and do what is best for us to do for the earth, the life of the earth, and for ourselves. We have to learn to self-govern.
I love that.
In our personal lives. In other words, you know, okay, well, this is not right. I don't need to be doing this. I need to be doing better, and then do better.
So when you
look at the world picture, well, you know.
When your prayers talk about cleansing, though, it's really interesting to me because the image that comes up is then we get to unfold better. Right? Because we're not being held down by all this old stuff. It kind of gets logical at that
much
level,
better.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Totally logical. Totally logical. So anybody, the people that I watch that are doing these prayers, their lives get better and better. They're on an incline. They're going up. Their lives are going up. They're not going down. Their lives are improving. They're getting better. They're enjoying their lives more. They feel better. You know, they feel healthier. They're more successful. Everybody is doing it.
How exciting.
I don't know one person going downhill. Yeah, I don't know one person going downhill practicing these words, these prayers.
That is very,
very
exciting.
Simple.
That's very exciting. So, Howard, I also know this. I want to say something quickly before we run out of time, is that I know that you have had some huge healing impacts on some very ill people. And not watching it faster even than the prayers. The prayers don't take that long, I realize. But in some cases, it's as if you're just looking at them and seeing their resistances having dropped away, or I don't know how you would explain that, but it's very, very exciting watching how your work heals people who are very ill.
Yeah, you can watch on YouTube. You can watch a lot of the gatherings. You can watch a lot of those recordings that are on YouTube, and you see the things happening right there instantly, right there without saying a word to them or touching them, nothing. And they get better immediately. Physical things are happening right there in the moment,
wow.
Instantaneously.
Wow.
Just like what happened to you today.
Exactly.
Just like what happened for everybody. Hey, just like what happened for everybody listening to this call. Everybody listening to this has had a big experience, and it will continue to grow.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell people how to get hold of you if they want to?
Yes. My website is howardwills.com. They can download the prayers. I also do a bi-monthly Zoom call, which will be coming up not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. So it's every 2 weeks I do these Zoom calls, and people receive all kinds of amazing results just being on these calls, and they learn a lot, and they get to see what everybody else is going through, and they learn from their experiences as well.
Wonderful.
Also, I do private retreats, and also do personal sessions every day for people all over the world. And you just book online, and we'll talk on the phone. We can do Zoom calls, Skype, and regular phone calls.
Wow.
Very, very effective, very helpful, and it heads off a lot of future problems for people when they call and get a few sessions or a couple sessions, something like that. It's very, very helpful.
Sounds like conscious evolution for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It creates the evolutionary thing that you're looking for, really, because you're freeing yourself of that heavy lead blanket that we carry from the negative realities that we carry from our lineages and from the past. You start getting rid of it, you feel much better.
Wow, wonderful. Well, the next time we talk,
yeah,
I'll tell you all that I've accomplished since I last spoke with you.
That sounds great, Veronica.
And I thank
you very much.
I thank you for coming on, Howard Wills. My gosh, it's a real honor.
Thank you.
A real privilege.
And thank you, Veronica.
And this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you all for listening to Paradigm Shifters. And boy, we got some paradigm shifting for ourselves in this one. Thank you again for listening.